Storms and Tempests, Whirlwinds and Hurricanes by James Makel. Converse with the Unseen World. I am the man who has seen affliction. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 1. Like the rest of Adam's discontented family, I am often grumbling at my griefs, complaining of my afflictions, and on the brink of quarreling at the conduct of Providence itself. To be without afflictions is impossible here below, where man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward. Not to feel when afflicted is a stoical, impious stupidity. But to sink under troubles of any kind is beneath the character of the Christian. Yet when I reflect on that eternity of bliss which is before me, on that world of glory of which I am an heir, I wonder that my afflictions are not more. Is it too much for me to stumble among the rough stones of adversity, to have my flesh pricked with the thorns of trouble? Who shall so soon walk the golden streets of heaven and wear a crown of immortal glory? Though the whole earth should rise up against me, if heaven and the God of heaven are for me, I am in perfect safety in the midst of all the storms and tempests, whirlwinds and hurricanes which can blow. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Can affliction or anguish or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 39.